morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. This is Steve Williamson, Mike Costantino sitting here in the person again.
That's right.
And today we're going to look back at the first 30 weeks of Democratic Perspective, and we're going to look at some of the issues we've talked about, some of the people we've talked to, right, Mike?
We are going to do a retrospective of perspective.
A retro perspective.
Hey, I've been putting this together all morning. A retrospective of Democratic Perspectives. And then that our original attempt these 30 weeks ago, last April, when we started this, was certainly not to give our opinions, but to find some
I want to give my
quality
opinions.
Of life.
Even my wife won't listen to me anymore, you know?
Well, that's why you're on the radio here, so you can have somebody to listen to you. But the intent was to have good quality guests, which we have had, and we're going to talk about those in
a great quality
great guests. Quality guests, and then have the website back it up and for verification. And we've done that too. We have Gary LeMaster, our web guy, and Bill Timmerman, our web guys, have done a great job in maintaining a website to back up everything that happens on the show at bvid.org. And, that we believed when we started this that there was a lot of misinformation out there, and that it wasn't just about perspective anymore.
Since we started this, it's all gone away, right, Mike? No more misinformation.
Well, it's still out there, Stephen, and we are. That's why we're still here. We're still fighting the good fight. That, for example. Voucher care as opposed to Medicare. We've done a couple of shows on that.
Yeah, we started out with the interview with Ann Kirkpatrick, and then we went right into Medicare because we thought that's really, really crucial to people all over Northern Arizona, all over the country. And Paul Gosar, who's the congressman from CD1, voted for voucher care. And this would replace Medicare for everyone under 55 with a voucher. And, you can spend $10,000 on medicine, much less for a voucher to cover your medical care, particularly as you get older. The older you get, the more expensive it would be. So we thought it was a terrible, terrible idea.
And that's not the problem. The problem is the organizations that are lying about his actions.
Well, see, what happens, folks, is Paul Gosar voted for this terrible plan. And then we could argue about that. We would say, well, you know, the way to reform Medicare is to do X, Y, and Z. And he'll say, no, we've really got to get rid of Medicare as we know it in order to preserve it. And then we could have an argument. But what you see is a constant slurry. I shouldn't call them a slurry. Constant slew of radio advertising and mailings, and they're from different groups. The 60 Plus Association, which is a front group for big pharmaceutical industry. The ones you guys are seeing now in your newspapers all the time is one called Retire Safe. Retire Safe starts out with some privatizers in, I believe, about 2005. Their deepest, most profound concerns are things like not allowing Medicare to negotiate with drug companies about the prices of drugs. So you can figure out where they're coming from. But so we could have a serious argument, but what's happening is this vast amount of money pouring into the system from anonymous groups, from front groups, a few billionaires, giant industry lobbyists. And you're going to get hit with a slew of these on any issue that they think any Republican is vulnerable about.
And hence Democratic Perspective. And that's Steve just gave a great example of why we're here. That was our original intent, was to kind of balance that. Our intent today is the same thing. We've had guests. I want to do a little bit of retrospective on the guests. Kyrsten Sinema of the Arizona Senate. Chad Campbell of the Arizona House.
He talked about privatization. I thought it was a really interesting program.
Brilliant thing on privatization. He said there's some things you want to privatize. You know, privatizing lunchrooms, Great idea. The state doesn't do a good job of serving lunch, but privatizing prisons, maybe not such a good idea.
It costs more than having the public do that.
Well, especially when it's all the lobbyist friends of the governor. But we've had Noam Chomsky.
It does make it a bit more expensive.
Noam Chomsky, a huge name, and it was my pleasure to introduce him as the eighth most quoted source of all time, and the number one in academic research circles, of course, and the number one most quoted source of any living author. And there he was at 83 years old back at MIT and just thrilled to answer our questions.
I thought he was particularly clear when he was talking about American foreign policy, and he said, depends on what your values are. If your values are democracy and freedom and justice, you'll do one thing. If your values are extending your military and economic power and having governments that make you feel good, then you'll do something else. It really is a matter of values and choice.
Decisions based on values is what Chomsky was talking about. And a later guest, Fatin Goshen, Professor Goshen from the University of Arizona, kind of echoed that. She said if the United States is going to make its decisions in the Middle East, at least, is what she referred to, on strategic interests, well, that's fine. Then say that. But if you're going
to be honest about it,
right?
We want oil. We're going to make our decisions on which governments to support, depending on whether they can deliver oil for us at a cheap price.
You know, the term progressive has come under scrutiny the last couple of weeks. But we consider this progressive radio. We had Howard Dean. We had Alan Grayson. I mean, Alan Grayson said, you got to love this guy. Republicans are sadistic. They take pleasure in others' pains. He said the Republican health plan is don't get sick. And if you do get sick, die quickly.
And we're going to have him on again in 2 weeks, folks.
That's right.
Week after next.
That's right. So the last 30 shows that we've had since last April have been packed with content. There's not a lot of light chat like we're having today. We have filled it full of facts. We have filled it full of the ideas of others, of what I consider some great sources from all over the country. Steve Williamson's audacity in calling these people and their willingness to go on the air here at Chasm is
we've been very, very pleased with the people we've been able to get. One of Frank Costanza for reaching out to some of these people and helping to us get them on the show. We've had people who are less well known. Celinda Lake, I hope you guys listen to that program. Democratic strategist, very, very interesting person.
Start writing these names down and go to the website and listen to some of these shows. They were great. The Celinda Lake show was, as a Democratic strategist, was excellent. An excellent look behind the curtain. We've had local people on. We've had, local. We've had Barbara Luttrell talking about the 89A lights and, of course, the National Scenic Area. I did want to, like you told, we've had Ann Kirkpatrick on several times, and she says when she is reelected, the first bill she's going to introduce, she said it right here on this show, is going to be the National Scenic Area.
So we've had programs that take up an immediate issue, the debt crisis, for example, a manufactured crisis, we called it. And if you look at those programs, I think you'll pretty much find that pretty much on the money on that. We've had deeper programs. We had Bill Timmerman's program on jobs. Bill looked more deeply into why we don't have quality jobs, why we're exporting jobs, and
in-depth, great content, once again.
Looking behind the scenes, looking at the deeper social forces. And we're going to have Bill on. Bill's coming on next week, and he's going to be talking about tax policy and investment. How can we put people back to work? In other words, a real plan for getting people back to work. It's not just having uranium mining up at the Grand Canyon, as Paul Gosar thinks is a back to work plan.
Right. Yes, that is opposed by a great majority of Arizonans. It's across the board. Republicans and Democrats aren't crazy about mining at one of the seven wonders of the world. We're having Raul Grijalva on, certainly perhaps one of the last progressive representatives in Arizona from the South.
In 3 weeks, we're going to do a double program with him. addressing all kinds of issues. He's one of the leading progressives in the United States.
I love him because he's plain and simple and straight to the point.
Yeah, I saw him speak at a recent dinner, and he said, you don't have to be afraid of progressives. We're not, you know, really got, you know, horns or anything like that. I thought that was a good point.
He used terms like basic fairness, and which I kind of like. Lane Kenworthy, which is kind of a point topic close to all our hearts about, because all the anti-government movement, and Kenworthy asked, what is government is for? What is government good for? What do we do with it? Does trickle-down economics work? We had Lane on for two shows, and of course he said it does if you live in Sweden, but it doesn't and if you live in the United States.
It depends on what kind of government you have, and it doesn't, what Lane's done all this research, and what it doesn't seem to matter is so much the tax policy really doesn't redistribute income. What redistributes income is in a sense social program. So if you have a social democratic country, and he has all the statistics for this, then it does trickle down. If you don't have that, then not so much.
Right. But there is a use for government. Government does, to paraphrase the Abraham Lincoln Code, government does for a community of people what they cannot do so well themselves.
Yeah, let me quote Abe Lincoln here.
I thought I did it
exactly. I'll try to do it exactly, as I'm not good at reading quotes. The legitimate object of government is to do for a community of people whatever they need to have done, but cannot do at all, or cannot do so well for themselves in their separate and individual capacities.
Very good. Thank you.
That sums up our philosophy of government here.
Speaking of which, we want to talk real quickly. We want to go out here with the Tea Party and the OWS, the Occupy Wall Street. We're reading polls of support for Occupy Wall Street in the high 50s, 56%, according to one poll in the Washington Post.
The polls are kind of all over the place, but there's a lot of support for Occupy Wall Street across the economics divisions and everything else.
What's kind of exciting to see the sort of street politics happen in the United States. You can see it right here on 8 and 9 a.m. Coffee Pot on Wednesday.
3 to 5 or 3 to 5:30,
and if you miss that, you can see it right on 89A and Highway 260. That's the Home Depot corner Thursday in Cottonwood.
So basically, the economic powers that be and the Republicans. I mean, the president maybe didn't do things perfectly, but he spent a lot of time in dialogue, trying to talk to them, trying to reason with them. The progressives and liberals complained about how many times he talked to the bankers, but he talked to them again and again. He cajoled them. He lectured them. Much happened. And so now they have to deal with the American people through the Occupy Wall Street movement. It's the way that's my personal take on it.
That's a great connection, actually. That's a good connection that had we had more aggressive progressive leadership, then maybe they wouldn't be in the streets.
Well, you know, if the bankers hadn't have gotten all in a fit about a mild criticism, then they wouldn't have people really yelling, you know. Well, we've got to close it off, folks.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say next week, Bill Timmerman's coming in. We're talking about tax policy, investments, how to get people back to work. The week after, Alan Grayson's coming back to do his Alan Grayson thing. And then we have two programs with Louis Grijalva on the November 14th and the 21st. Lots of stuff to look forward to, folks. Anything you want to say, Mike, before we...
Nope, we're going to keep on keeping on.
Oops.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catches every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.